The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
You get to that point in the week when you wonder, is there anything else going on in the world besides economics and elections? Certainly, but you have to look for it. And the best places to look are in the awkward spaces between the headlines where we source news from the cracks. It turns out not only are penguins flightless, they're serious about it. The South African Civil Aviation Authority reports a low-altitude helicopter crash as a result of improperly transporting a penguin, which was unceremoniously packed in a cardboard box and seated on the passenger's lap. Shortly after takeoff, the box shifted on the pilot's pitch control lever and down she went. No injuries, but please, next time, buckle up your bird, okay? Open wide, an Alaskan woman has made it into the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest mouth. Her food hole gapes to a massive 3 inches, a half inch bigger than the previous title holder. Ketchikan resident Marie Pearl Zellmer says she always knew she had a big mouth. Alaska's other big mouth, Sarah Palin, could not be reached for comment. In space, no one can hear you take a dump, but that leaves other issues to deal with. NASA is offering a cool free meal to anyone who can propose technology to recycle feces, urine, and vomit on the moon and during long-haul missions. The space agency says on its website, future flights will need to consider how waste can be minimized through storing, processing, and recycling so that little or none of it will be returned to Earth. Good plan. Although there are currently 96 bags of human excrement left behind on the moon, waiting curbside for pickup. And a Kentucky restaurant has a plan, yet to be proven, to stem the floodwaters of the Ohio River. Captain's Quarters Riverside Grill sealed up the joint and ran all the taps to fill the place with 6 feet of clean water to keep the dirty flooding at bay. Patrons may want to give this week's soggy menu a skip. I'm Cal Cote. Our new Top 30 is published. Get your chart at worldbeatinternational.com with a free subscription. Let's peel off the top 10 of them and hear what that sounds like. At number 10 from northern Spain, it's a cosmic serenade from Casa Palma. Here's El Clavel from World Beat Canada Radio.
Mi amante me tiene dicho que cuando le encuentre le hable. Mi amante es un atrevido, quiere que le hable en la calle donde le pondré el clavel que tú me diste y agua le echaré para que no se marchite y olé. Yo le
having you had a something going on. Something going on, it doesn't even matter. Something going on. Something going on, bothering you had a something going on. Something going on, it doesn't even matter.
Counting down the top 10 of our latest monthly top 30 chart. At number 2, Dowdlin, Something Going On. They're based in Lyon, France, and rooted in Guadeloupe. And in our anchor position, number 10, it's Casa Palma, and a cosmic serenade from them. They're a Cantabrian duo from northern Spain, and that was El Clavel. Spain is a hotbed for innovative global music. Here is Salvar Donana at number 8, an Andalusian duo who blend Moorish and New Wave electronics on Ardonia from World Beat Canada Radio.
Pasa. to baby si lobi to kobongisa.
Singa libote pena la kase kata na kateo.
Ata to baby si lobi to kobongisa.
Makambo na yepiso kio.
Olinga kiko yo kate mubo. Na oyo na roba kio olinga kiko yo.
This hour, we're mixing the top 10 of the top 30 chart that we just published at worldbeatinternational.com. At number 7, it's Jupiter and Aquas. That's Jupiter Bakonji from Kinshasa and Congo Blinders. We'll continue up the chart, and we've got some new stuff off the tail end to present for you as well. We're keeping time with the beat of the world at World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for being here. I'm Cal Cote.
Thank you.
last week on the show, we debuted Daddy of Truth, which featured Police drummer Stuart Copeland, by Red Barat, who have a new album out. It's called Bhangra Rigila. That track was our number 5 tune on the chart. And so we subbed in there another brand new spin from the album for you, Thumbs Up, because debuts are what we like to do. And before that, Adrian Young, he's a California artist, deeply influenced by Brazilian jazz, and Ainda Precioso de Sol, brand new on the Jazz is Dead label with some killer stand-up bass. At number 6, which brings us to number 4, Balthus from Colombia. The psychotropical trio has come up with a wonderful new album called Daybreak, with one for 2025. It's called The Year of the Snake, appropriately. Balthus at number 4 as we count down our top 10 on World Beat Canada Radio.
No soy de aquí ni allá, Dios es porque la injusticia ha roto nuestros cauces. Pero este pueblo se hidrata con la fluidez del canto y de las verdades. Somos el verde que crece en medio del asfalto. Somos la muerte que renace las veces que sea necesario.
Lucha por la verdad.
Number three tune takes us back to Spain, Madrid to be specific, with a little bit of Moorish influence there. Danzón el Gato from El Sonido Bastardo, that was La Lucha. What do you think? This mix is turning out pretty cool. Let's move up to number two, Alcazar. Uncovered is the name of their latest. We're going to hear Sir Wizitam. Or Get Busy. We'll get busy with that straight ahead. We're counting down the top of the Global Pops right here on World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for joining me. I'm Kel Coote.
this is Warsaw Village Band and you discovered music without borders and boundaries on World Beat Canada Radio.
Kosik. That means time to reap. It's our number one tune. The top of our pops is Warsaw Village Band and Basiliki from the album Splotty or Twines. And you can see the entire top 30 at worldbeatinternational.com. Subscribe for free and you can get it straight to the inbox of your email. July 15th, the people of Victoria have a special treat in store. It is the Zawosi Queens of the Wagogo people of Tanzania. They have a breathtaking new disc on Real World Records, and they'll also be at Jericho Beach Park for the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Here is Mapendo by the Zawosi Queens on World Beat Canada Radio.
kipenzi changu ni wewe, kipenzi changu ni wewe, kipenzi changu ni wewe. Na sama sama lindu sama we, kipenzi changu ni wewe. Na sama sama lindu sama we, kipenzi changu ni wewe.
Jungle, so make you be so dark. Nyangile.
Promise some new stuff as we wrap up the hour. That was Sheikh Ibrahim, who infuses Caribbean zouk and Angolan kizomba. We heard a pre-release called Jam Jam, which is from a forthcoming disc called Aduna on Kumbancha Records. Empanadas Ilegales are a Vancouver big Latin band who like to improvise. This new spin is called Chancelatazo, which is a flip-flop slap Latin rhythm. Look for the new album Sankoko Trifisoko. Empanadas Ilegales on World Beat Canada Radio. Chancelatazo by Empanadas Ilegales. Two more fresh spins are standing by to wrap up the hour. You're taking a ride on the global side. I'm Kel Coote. We'll be right back. has the sound of the queasy, an Andean wooden flute, which is also a signal of resistance. El Leon Pardo and an astral voyage called La Perica. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Do check out both programs. Make sure you rate and review us if you download this as a podcast. And thanks to our subscribing stations who get the word out the old-fashioned way over the airwaves. We do appreciate it. From Guelph, Ontario, Andrew McPherson has been hard at work on a new Global Grooves project called Synova. We have the album called Future Grateful, and he is currently working on the next release. And we have a teaser for you. This is brand spanking new. It's called Boarding Pass. New Synova before you fly off. But our last word we'll give to poet Don Marquis, who said, "Ours is a world where people don't know what they want and are willing to go through hell to get it."
Communications.